8:32 and Spectrum with Jade Lee. The government's proposed easing regulations for new ride-hailing services then, while outlining measures to support the traditional taxi industry. Under the measures, ride-hailing platform operators will be legalised if they contribute to, well, just a slice of their earnings to a state-managed fund that will be established to address the oversupply of taxi driver licences. So how are the newspapers locally responding? Jade Lee, good morning. We've got the Gyeonghyang Shinmun to begin with, don't we?
Yeah, so the Gyeonghyang Shinmun welcomed the proposal, saying that the plan will ease a months-long tussle between taxi service providers and new mobility platform operators and remove an obstacle to the development of the ride-sharing market. First, the Transport Ministry made the right decision to allow car-sharing businesses to operate legally. And now these new firms, if they meet the minimum requirements, will be able to enter the market with their own competitive services and seek mutual growth with conventional taxi operators. And taxi drivers will no longer be threatened to lose their jobs and no longer need to worry about the price of their licenses plummeting. And with lowered entry barriers, we'll be able to see more diverse services offered by companies of different sizes. And a monthly salary system for cab drivers and a plan to encourage young drivers to gain licenses will also strengthen the competitiveness of the industry. And it will reduce cases where drivers selectively pick up passengers depending on destination, which taxi drivers have long been criticized for.
Yeah, it doesn't happen so much, though, these days to me,
for
what it's worth. There was a period where I would complain about it on air all the time, going back a few years. But generally, I think It's certainly not universal, but taxi drivers seem to have taken a lot more responsibility. And I've had some fantastic drivers recently. One of whom, for example, yesterday actually like lowered my fare because he went the wrong way. And he volunteered to lower the fare.
Sometimes.
And I know that happens. But for me as a foreign passenger, he probably could have thought to himself, oh, you know, it doesn't really matter. They're not going to really notice. But he put his hands up and he knocked like 3,000 won off the price, which I was quite touched by his gesture. But the paper here acknowledged that there's a need to chip in a certain portion of earnings to a fund for taxis and that it could be a burden for new mobility platforms.
Right. That may discourage new platform operators from entering the industry and developing innovative services. So the paper called on the government to devise measures that can complement the plan by easing the burden for the new ride services. And despite long-standing confrontation with cab operators, the sharing economy is an inevitable trend that is expected to reach $335 billion in the world by 2025. So to keep the flame of the trend alive in the country, all parties concerned need to make concerted efforts.
Well, let's move on to the Hangulgilbo. It seems not particularly happy with the government's announcement.
Right. The Hangulgilbo criticized both the government and its plan. Under the new measures, mobility platform operators need to allocate a certain portion of their earnings to a state-managed fund, most of which will be used to purchase unused taxi driver licenses. As of February, a taxi license was sold with a premium of 75 to 80 million won in Seoul. So under the new measures, the rental van hailing service Tada, which has 1,000 registered vehicles, would need to pay a total of 75 to 80 billion won in order to operate within the law. And it should also buy its own vehicles instead of renting vans to continue its services. The paper said this will raise the entry barriers for small new operators.
Yeah, we've talked about Tada a few times. I just feel like even if they're not literally giving the feeling like they're 11-seaters as they're supposed to be, that they are such a different experience to your average
taxi.
Five-seater taxi that I would really just keep them in a different category as they are. But the paper pointed out a more fundamental problem, which is that the proposal doesn't have any measures to support the sharing economy.
Yeah, the ride-sharing service market around the globe is rapidly growing at a pace of 100% every year. and is expected to reach $200 billion by 2025 and $3 trillion by 2040. This is why many countries are vying for market dominance. But in South Korea, carpool services are almost non-existent as they're only allowed during rush hours from 7 to 9 a.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. in weekdays and can't operate at all on weekends and public holidays. Still, the Transport Ministry didn't include measures to back the new ride-sharing services in the plan, which makes one doubt about the government's will to nurture the sharing economy, which is the key to innovative growth. The paper said this points to the government's lack of will or ability to develop new industries and services.
Yeah, I mean, this whole question of what counts as a carpool service also still confuses me greatly.
That's
because
right.
Tada yeah. certainly operates mm-hmm. outside of rush hours, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
But anyway, the same view was echoed by the Financial News. What did it say?
So the Financial News also said the measures are far from a vision for innovative growth that the government has long promoted. Instead, the plan represents the complete victory of the conventional taxi industry and a big obstacle for the new mobility platforms, which now have to pay contribution to legitimately operate businesses. So startups with a small capital will find it hard to enter the market in the first place or be pressured to shut down their operations. And platforms run based on rented vehicles like Tada may also experience unwanted disruptions to their service. The government claimed that the measures are aimed at enhancing both the quality and convenience of the taxi service, but in fact, the plan appears to be only focused on appeasing the taxi industry, because measures for new industries were not mentioned at all. And it's uncertain whether the plan will benefit users, because more diverse transport services will come with a higher price tag, which will be shouldered by no one else but ordinary consumers.
So this paper was really lamenting the fact that the old is getting the young caught up with unnecessary regulations while other countries are moving ahead. Let's finish with the Dongha-ilbo. It was also critical.
Yes, the Dongha-ilbo said the measures mostly reflect the position of the existing taxi service providers, not car-hailing service operators. Taxi drivers' fierce opposition is understandable in a sense, given that they had to buy the license at a high price and still have been struggling to make ends meet when their new competitors are working without a taxi driver license.
And that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the papers acknowledge that.
Yes, but even so, the government's latest plan is worrisome as it may completely block new innovative services from emerging. And prohibiting car-hailing platforms from renting vehicles and demanding for contribution means that regulations have been tightened, not eased. And under such circumstances, we can't even dare to dream about using new ride businesses like Uber in the country.
Well, if the best argument that people make is that there are these same services allowed in other countries, it becomes rather challenging to know what to do on principle. Consumers, the paper seemed to acknowledge, are finding this rather irritating.
That's right. So the paper said the government didn't seem to care about ordinary consumers when coming up with the plan, and that the plan is apparently the government's political move to win over its support bases, including taxi unions, ahead of the elections. So the Dongha-ilbo urged the ruling and opposition lawmakers to discuss the matter from scratch, from the perspectives of different stakeholders, as well as the domestic economy and the general public.
For now, Jade, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.